Who are your many spirit guides? Spirit guides are comprised of a special spiritual team that volunteers to you during your lifetime. The belief in spirit guides has been part of many religions and indigenous cultures since the dawn of mankind. However, disbelievers in the spirit world claim that spirit guides are nothing more than New Age mumbo-jumbo. They smugly assert that the belief in spirit guides was born out of man's desire to feel we are not alone and in our existence. Yet, others around the world have held a firm belief in the existence of spiritual beings that guide them. Understand your lifelong guides. If you believe in the reality of spirit guides, it's helpful to understand the ones closest to us. Many have most likely been with us since birth. Additionally, some guides are new to us in this incarnation. And, a few guides have even been with us for centuries. The guides I'm referring to consist of our inner band of guides. Can we see spirit our guides? As mentioned in our article What Spirit Guides Do, spirit guides are usually never seen with the physical eye, exception mentioned in pet guides below. However, there are rare instances when a person does see one or more of their spirit guides while awake or in the state between sleep and wakefulness. But mostly, their presence is sensed or seen with inner vision. One of my students who was a big burly guy that was a fireman, he firmly believes his spirit guides are frequently near. He related to the class that one morning he'd just woken up and saw an Amazonian native standing by his bed replete with spear and face paint. He just knew that this was one of his main guides. The guide was there one moment, and gone the next. This is a rare instance of someone seeing their guide. He felt the guide was watching over him because of his often dangerous line of work. Are our spirit guides actually angels? Many people get these two categories mixed up. Spirit guides and angels are actually two separate group entities that exist to help mankind. The angels serve God directly and will most often act as messengers from the divine to humans. They often enlist the help of spirit guides for getting essential communications through to a particular person or group. Spirit guides interact more directly with their human charges on a daily basis. They volunteer their spiritual time and energy to assist those on Earth. Unlike the angels, spirit guides reap the spiritual rewards of helping humans. The more their assigned individual spiritually grows, so does the guide. Our inner band of guides. For the sake of consistency, I will refer to spirit guides as He. Master Teacher Guide. Master Teacher Guides are self-realized, illumined beings. This is the principal guide we all have, and in some instances, a person may have too. This guide is in charge of all the other guides that make up our inner band of guides. A master teacher's primary function is to assist their charge in accomplishing the purpose of the incarnation and imparting inspirational information and guidance. Importantly, your master teacher guide also has access to the Akashic records, your soul's lifetimes, and may arrange karmic situations for the learning experiences necessary to accomplish your spiritual life goals. This guide will also accompany you in your travels via your astral body to the Akashic plane as well. It's important to build a healthy relationship and loving connection with this guide. He/she is your very own master teacher and will always be there when you are going through spiritual life lessons. Spirit Teacher Guide. This category is often confused with master teacher guides. As mentioned, the purpose of a teacher guide is to instruct and guide you along a particular path. Everyone has a teacher guide for their lifetime. Before we begin each incarnation, we choose one of seven roles that serve as the blueprint for all our characteristics, called archetypes. Teacher guides can introduce you to many other archetypes, which are types of people that stand as a symbol for a collection of traits. Overall, they help you along your life's journey and assist with problem solving based on your needs. If another teacher guide comes on board after birth, they may only be with you for a while or for as long as necessary. Can we have more than one teacher guide throughout life? Absolutely. Doctor, chemist, healer guides. This guide could be three in one or three different guides serving slightly different functions. This guide works with our health and well-being. The primary role of this guide is to keep watch over physical ailments about to manifest and to assist in maintaining a chemical balance in the physical body. If there is something amiss with our health, a doctor spirit guide will keep urging us to see a doctor. Specifically, doctor chemist guides give hints as to certain vitamins and herbs that are best to use. They'll also help in promoting overall good health and give advice on what healthy activities are best to pursue. If we're not exercising enough, this guide urges us to get off our duff and do something positive for our body. This marvelous guide is also capable of boosting the pineal gland to help with one's psychic development, as well as adding mineral elements to the physical body for better physical health. Joy guides. A joy guide is a highly intelligent spirit whose function it is to bring lightheartedness and laughter to you and remind you to sustain a balance between family, recreation, and work. They will monitor you to make sure you do not become so immersed in material aspirations that other parts of your life suffer. This beautiful guide usually manifests as a child or young person of either gender or animal and is very eager to serve when called upon. In my mediumship circles, joy guides are the guides most commonly sensed around participants. Messenger or runner guides. When we wish or pray for things, either consciously or unconsciously, a psychic message ripples out into the universal ethers. If the wish coincides with our spiritual pathway and matches a specific vibration, theoretically a messenger guide is dispatched to bring the request to those on higher levels for consideration. Basically, a runner is just that. They are in constant movement. Much like the Roman god, Mercury, they are forever rushing back and forth between the spirit realm and their human charge. Ancestral guides. An ancestral guide is one that can claim some sort of kinship with you, such as your dear Aunt Daisy or a parent. Most schools of thought feel these entities are someone who had some kind of blood connection to family. You can be assured that these guides provide loving energy. In some instances, ancestral guides may warn of impending harm. Some people, depending on their religious upbringing, may see these types of guides as guardian angels, but this is not the case. Guides that were once pets. Pets will also act as a kind of ancestor guide, although their purpose is different. If a pet owner is grieving over their lost pet, the pet will usually be with them until the grieving lessens somewhat. These spirit pets are often observed or felt briefly by their former owners. Animal spirit guides. The terms animal spirit guides and animal totems are often used interchangeably. Frequently left out of the typical list of guides, animal spirit guides are a powerful and revered guide for many, especially in indigenous cultures and shamanism. A power animal is a spiritual guardian that some people feel a close connection with. They endow their charge with the positive attributes that are most frequently associated with that animal and also provide teachings and protection. Animal spirit guides accompany a person from lifetime to lifetime. However, much like other spiritual entities, there's nothing that says you must have one. Additionally, power animals don't have to be mammals. They can be reptiles, insects, or deep-sea creatures. Carol's note. I have a power animal spirit guide. Although I am not really into shamanism, I know that the lion is my power animal. I don't know how I know this, but this knowledge has been with me for longer than I can remember. I believe its purpose is to give me courage throughout life and not to be afraid of owning my own power. Collective group of guides and channel guides. There are times when a group of guides comes together as one to impart messages or for a specific purpose. These guides usually do not have a name but will sometimes provide an identity of sorts. A good example of this is the Michael teachings and the channeled Seth materials. Those who channel entities from the higher realms often have a collective group of guides helping them. Edgar Cayce's channeling is an excellent example of working with a collective group of guides. On the other hand, a channel may have only one particular guide that they receive messages from and relay to others in some form. In conclusion, as you can see, you have numerous wonderful beings who have volunteered to help you in life. Be aware of them and don't be afraid to ask for their help whenever needed. It will make a huge difference in the quality of your life.